Well, I think I may have made a slight mistake. This time we wandered into a room full of Duergar wrangling some strange creature. Instead of fighting, they chose to flee and let it loose upon us. Its eyes seemed to confuse and befuddle the mind, but some quick thinking on Dreamer's part allowed us to not meet its eyes but track its movements. But now, due to an outburst on my part, I think we might be in the fight of our lives. Hope to see you on the other side of today's short quest, Long Rest.
And welcome back to Short Quest Long Rest.
Let's fucking do this!
briefly recap clap. Last session.
Right. Clap them cheeks.
Please reclap.
Clap them cheeks. God damn it.
Reclap them cheeks.
Yeah, if you could please reclap those cheeks, we'd appreciate it.
You've been getting up into some shenanigans here in the Sunblight Fortress.
Goddamn right.
You've murdered an old woman and her guards.
She had it coming. Tamini said so.
You freed a very, very large plant person.
Yep.
Mushroom man.
Yeah, we're
caught.
Nice!
Man.
That's fun.
Take me by the hand, lead me to the battle.
You wound up fighting an Umber Hulk that was being dragged in on chains from the Underdark. Mm-hmm. And its keepers happened to see you, pretty much made the decision. Intruders? Nah. Released the Umber Hulk and turned invisible and disappeared. You now have found yourselves standing before a massive stone gate in a room. The current cavern you're in is roughly hewn stone, but over the top of the gate you can see that the ceiling on the other side is smooth. You know, there is that transition space of like the rough wild corridors leading to the Underdark and the actual more civilized spaces held by the Duergar. There's also a watchtower there overlooking the gate. And when you had initially arrived, you hadn't been particularly sneaky about what you were up to over there. And one of the Duergar there with a crossbow at the tower had peered over, looked down at the party, and then had opted to act as if he had not seen you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yet some shouting from one individual who shall not be named. Unless he outs himself.
Oh, it was Rian. Totally Rian.
Hey, hey, outs himself. God damn it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Drew the attention of the other guards who have now called the alarm. You're still standing in front of a large stone gate, and who knows what's on the other side. I think Dreamer caught a glimpse of it, mm-hmm. Right?
Tavini got a pretty good look at what's on the other side.
Yes, you did. Massive forge, the lava pit in the center, some other mechanical platforms and structures, other towers being held by Duergar defenders, and doors and corridors leading off of this other main central chamber. Yeah, fingers crossed no one goes into the lava. But
oh, someone
if you
will go
all...
in the lava, just not us.
If you would all be so kind as to roll me initiative.
Bring it.
I don't want to, so I'm not gonna.
Alright, yeah. I'll roll it for you if you don't want to.
Oh,
oh no.
Your choice is an illusion. Either you roll it or I roll it for you.
Stop rolling so badly, God.
Wait, that was...
no.
That shouldn't have been an advantage, so that's a one. Why was that at advantage? That should be a
there
loss.
We go.
Okay, we'll fix
I don't
that.
Know.
Krellic will go first. That's perfectly fine.
Oh god. Tavini rolled a 1 and a 5. Did any... So aside from Krellic, did any of you roll above a 10?
Felgren's 16.
Rian? Yeah, I think I did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got a 12, because I only have a plus 1 on initiative.
Tavini goes backwards in time and starts the fight way after everyone has gotten into it.
She does have a neg 1.
She does have a neg 1 for a 0.09 initiative.
Damn. Yeah. Mary's got a neg 1 too, and she rolled a 2.
Two?
It's So she's got a one.
All right.
Which I can fix that, though.
Well, let's get into things then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, for a second, all I was right. like, intruder.
Just some random guy like, hey, guys, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing? You playing a game?
They invited me.
Krellick, it is the top of the round, and it is your turn. Currently, the only targets visible to you are at the top of that tower. 20 feet overhead, there's a pair of Durgar with crossbows trained on the party.
Bottom dude one was the one that didn't shoot, right?
Yeah, the other one is the one that isn't shooting.
So is there any way Krellick could get up there?
Can he climb 20 feet?
I do not have a climbing speed.
Well, I mean, you could try to climb it.
Yeah.
You could certainly try. It would be difficult terrain, so it would be you dashing to get up there, and I would require an athletics check.
So if I activated my boots, I could get up there, technically, with an athletics check.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got well, the yes, boots, baby. Well, yes,
you could. Okay. The boots of speed.
Well, I'm going to try to do that, then.
Okay.
So I'll roll the athletics check, see if he biffs it or not.
I believe in you, buddy. This is where it's at. This is what decides this
fight. It's going to be a high one because you are climbing a sheer wall.
19?
19's pretty good.
19's pretty good.
You know, I will allow that given the nature of this side of the cavern, where it's all rough-hewn stone, other structures in here have been sort of planed down, smooth walls. This area, not so much. You are able to scramble up to the top of that tower there, into the midst of the Durgar, who have watched your climb, and one of them tries to, like, push you down by placing a hand on your forehead, and the other one has that crossbow pressed into your face, but not yet, not quick enough to
it's
fire.
It's like a spider monkey.
Go, credit, go!
Now, it is a bonus action to activate your boots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to allow that you used an action to climb. That is, you know, you scrambling up there as quickly as you can.
Okay.
But otherwise circumventing the locked gate. You're there. You're at the top of the tower between two squished between two Durgar. And you can see, looking down into this chamber now, that you have, up to this point, only had described to you.
Oh,
the ceiling
no.
is about 30 feet high.
Oh, no.
There is a massive, very strange structure.
There's so
looks
many
to you like a forge that, you know, from its open mouth is pouring out lava that is filling this trench that goes down the middle of the room. And there's anvils on either side of it. For, you know, Durgar to work at. In the vents around that forge, you could see something hot and glowing within it, and it has this weird, almost pulsating light to it. There are other towers where you could see Durgar in all directions. And now that you've climbed over and their attention has been drawn that way by the shouting, all eyes are now trained on you.
Oh no.
But before we get to them, you see that there are a number of those Quaggoth that you had fought earlier. You know, those tall, sort of dirty, white-furred bipeds that are going to start rushing towards the gate and, more importantly, towards you.
Oh, no. Guys, we're in trouble.
My God.
In the meantime, Felgrin, you're in front of a locked gate here, buddy.
Can I see one of those Durgars?
You can see him. I would say that he has half cover on account of the parapet. He's looking at you through the crenellations.
What does that give him? Like bonus AC?
Yeah, half cover is a bonus AC.
Alright, well I'm gonna try to hit him with a firebolt.
Alright.
Start off conservative.
Yeah. It's only a plus 2.
20?
Betcha that's still does.
A 20 most certainly connects. Go ahead and roll me damage.
Nice.
Nice.
13. All right. So as your firebolt splashes over one of the Durgar's face, the second one, the one that had shouted the alarm, you could see that his beard catches fire. And Krellick, there's now in your nostrils the scent of burning hair as he is very hastily sort of trying to swat out his own beard.
Well, hopefully that softened him up for you.
Goddamn right. So you won't be alone for long, bud.
Now the Durgar's turn. And Malad Krellick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. There are 9 Durgar that have an opportunity to take a shot at you with crossbows.
Oh, mistakes were made.
Keep in mind, they can't crit on you.
Oh, no.
That's true.
They suck with their crossbows.
You got this, bud.
They really, really honestly do.
You got this, bud. It's okay, bud.
That is 1. That is 2.
Miss. Miss.
3. 4.
Miss.
5. 6.
Miss. Miss.
7.
Miss.
8.
Miss.
Miss. Chris!
Krellick is Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
That's all fucking right. Awesome. Just he just bends over backwards. That's all.
There's just a Krellick-sized silhouette of arrows in the wall.
Yeah. So Krellick, as they open fire on you, all the arrows, there's enough distance between you. And these Durgar, they're not particularly good shots. They're not as dexterous. You know that pain yourself. A lot of these bolts are just going over your head. They're striking the walls. They're falling short and bouncing off the stairs. There is one Durgar who is in the line of fire for most of these shots. Ooh. That are coming from the southeast. And one...
Shit, I didn't even see all those towers.
Only one of those bolts has struck him. So let me at least roll damage for that guy.
That's fine.
Okay, so one of the Durgar takes 5 points of piercing damage. Because it didn't add the 2 on there.
Goddamn
as
right.
One of the crossbow manages to bury itself in the back of his shoulder, where it isn't protected by armor. Meanwhile... the guy that is nearest you that has been shot in the face by Felgrin is going to take a step back so he can't be seen over the crenellation, still staying in your threat radius there, Krellick. And he's going to drop his weapon and instead swing at you with a war pick. As a 19, does not connect. All right. The other guy, he's going to, and this is the one that hadn't shouted the alarm, that looked at you guys and then looked away. He's going to raise his crossbow to fire and then accidentally, quote unquote, hit your elbow with the crossbow and it goes tumbling out of his hands over the crenellation.
Goddamn right.
So there's now a crossbow on the ground near Tavini.
We'll get some later.
Sort of hits the floor and bounces a little. It's got one bolt in it.
Ooh.
Rian, that is your turn.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Fuck. So much. Shit. Okay. I don't even know what to fucking do. Okay. So, Rian is going to... So, with the dash, can I get up there?
It is 20 feet straight up, and it's difficult terrain.
Okay, so
I allowed him up there because he had the additional movement speed to sort of make that. He's also closer than you are starting.
Gotcha. That's true. Okay, real quick. I got an idea. Okay, he is going to move up to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to cast Fog Cloud.
Oh-ho!
Over top of the tower.
Gotcha. So there's now a 20-foot radius sphere of fog.
Okay.
That now obscures Krellick and the other Durgar from sight.
Yep. This is a gambit, because we can't shoot them, but it was only going to be for like another round of shooting at them before we had to get up there and do something. So yeah, that'll keep the other ones from being able to shoot him. And
okay.
So, yeah. God, I hope that I did the right thing.
It sounds good.
Fingers crossed. It sounds good.
We'll see.
That now brings us to Dreamer.
It's your boy.
There's some shenanigans happening in that room, yeah.
I'm going to come in here. I'm going to try the door.
The door is locked.
Son of a bitch. My one weakness.
Locked doors?
Yep.
How did they know?
Just cast knock.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Shout inspection.
We're here to inspect
your corpses.
Spider time, I guess.
Ooh.
Mm. Become a little tiny spider. I'm going to try to slip through the door. If I can.
Alrighty. I will allow that there's a gap slight enough for you to fit down underneath.
Okay. And I believe a spider has 20 feet of movement.
To be just on the other side of it with some extra room to spare.
Alright, what's this door looking like now?
On this side, it is, you know, two very large slabs of stone that are held together by a metal mechanism. You can see that the Durgar nearest you, the sort of rough-spun clothed woman, is fumbling with something in her pocket as she approaches that gate and hasn't seen you, but she turns her head to the Quaggoff that are trailing behind her and whose eyes are fixed on Krellic, and she gives a sharp whistle as she continues to march on the gate and draws something black and very hard to distinguish in her fist.
Neat. That's everything I can do right now. I am a spider on the other side of the door.
Little spider, hoping not to get
stepped
noticed.
On.
Just yeah, a little spode.
At this time, there's other things to worry about.
Oh, man.
Now that you're through the gate there, Dreamer, and there are Quaggoth coming, you know, towards Krellic, who is to your north, you can hear distantly from the direction that they're coming from what sounds like snarling and snapping jaws and low hisses. This very reptilian sound. You can hear faintly the banging of bars to the south. Miri, that is your turn, honey.
Okie dokie. Miri is going to fly up here.
Alrighty.
And she's going to attempt to wait a minute. So heavily obscured means essentially you have the blinded condition. Can you even target something melee with the blinded condition? Or
you can, you attack it. You would typically attack at disadvantage, but mm-hmm. if they can't see you, like, it washes out. Same thing with, like, when you're fighting someone in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see them, so you get disadvantage on your attack, but they can't see you, so they get disadvantage. You gain back that disadvantage, I think. If two targets are blinded, I am fairly certain that it's a wash.
Yeah, because you get disadvantage on your... Or something has advantage on you if you can't see them attacking you, right? Like, so yeah, I guess, I don't, man, how does that work? That is a weird...
Yeah, if two blinded creatures attempt battle, the advantage and the disadvantage wash out.
Cool. Okay, I will take it then. Do I have any bites left? I do not. Okay, so she's going to go ahead and claw at the guy.
Swing away.
23?
Oh, 23, yeah, that most definitely
is. Goddamn right. 11 damage on the guy right next to Krellic.
All right.
Yes!
So, Krellic, you watch as Miri comes flying over those crenellations and in the middle of her flight rakes out a claw at the Durgar that Felgrin had struck with their firebolt. And as he is still trying to put out his beard, that claw catches him just under the throat and he tips forward.
All right, uh-huh. Here we go.
All right. That is now going to be Tavini's turn.
I'm kind of limited in what I can do here because mm-hmm. my initial thought is hold the gates, but there's a fog, there's like fog above, and that makes seeing difficult up there. She's going to prepare to pull out her weapon and attack the first thing that comes through those doors. So her weapon is still sheathed in her backpack, so the light's hidden, but as soon as someone opens it, she's going to whip it out and
bop them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. Krellic, what you doing, lad?
Okay, I think he's going to see the forge and everything and invoke his bonus action right now.
Let's see. Your bonus action is Divine Favor. All right.
Yes.
Your prayer empowers you with Divine Radiance. Until the spell ends, your weapon attacks deal an extra 1d4 Radiant on hit.
And it lasts for 1 minute.
Yeah, boy.
So I'm gonna try to get up to the stairs and hit this guy right below me.
Okay.
Running through the fog, trying to remember where he saw everybody.
leaving swirls of mist behind you.
14?
A 14 does not hit. You're aiming for a 16 on these guys. You've encountered them enough to know that.
No.
Missed both times. Double 14.
Not another 14.
I'm good. I'm done. Use my bonus action to cast.
All right. Then that is going to be the Quaggoth. I need to move these guys a little. Essentially what I do is I hide little combatants off of the map so that I can, if I delete the token, I don't lose them in the initiative.
Smart,
but it also does a thing where, like, because I switched to them in initive, it drags the screen their way.
It's totally
I'll have to figure
wicked
out how to solve that.
Wicked fucking smart.
Wicked fucking smart.
I tell you what, you know what that is? That right there? It's fucking wicked smart.
God damn it, guys. So one of the Quaggoth is gonna come rushing up the stairs into the fog in the direction it had seen Krellic.
Good job bottlenecking too.
I tried.
Another one is going to join it lower on the stairs. Dreamer, you see that the Quaggoth are, you know, all making for that tower, that guard tower there. But, again, this Durgar woman that is marching your direction whistles and jerks her chin towards the gate and its mechanism that you've just crawled under. And, with snarling reluctance, they array themselves around the gate, sort of pacing back and forth, very obviously eager to fight something. None of them have really taken notice of the little tiny spider down by her feet. Felgren, that's you.
He's gonna yell out to Vini, "If they open that door, I have something for them. Just be ready."
Okay.
And he's gonna fling a firebolt into the mist at disadvantage.
Alrighty.
It's fine. We got this.
We got this.
Taking a shot at the one that... I don't think that one's fired on us yet, though.
That's a 2.
That is not going to connect. The firebolt disappears into the mist, and then through the gray swirls, you can just barely make out this little splat of fire as it strikes the ceiling.
Boo.
It's okay, bud.
And I'll move up here.
Smart. Sure thing.
Smart.
All right, it is now the Durgar's turn. They cannot fire on Krellic because... you know, mist. They can't see him to fire upon him. Unless they all do it at disadvantage. If one of them rolls and actually hits you at disadvantage when they rolled and tried to hit you at normal and then they didn't connect.
I think you'd literally have to double 20 to hit Krellic right now. You have a 22 AC, right?
I would have to double 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
but like most of these guys, I'm behind these two guys right here, and aren't they like taller than I am?
That's kind of a good point. You'd have fucking like, you have like half cover too, so it'd be like fucking double disadvantage.
So, Dreamer.
Oh boy.
This Durgar woman is gonna walk up past you to the gate. And you see that thing, now that she's closer, that she has pulled out of a pouch on her belt and is holding in her fist, is a key. She places it into the mechanism on the other side of the gate, turns it, puts it back into her pocket, puts both of her hands on the door and starts to shove it open. And her turn will be unlocking and opening the door that is on the other side of our, of Tavini there.
Come on, Vini. Do the thing.
Here it is. You got this.
No. She don't got this.
Yeah.
Damn.
And as she pushes open the door, Tavini, you try to swing, but it's opening outward and it just kind of like knocks your attack away. And now we're going to do the round of crossbow fire on Krellic at disadvantage.
Nice.
Ay, 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 ay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2.
No way.
3.
No fucking way.
4, 5, 6.
Oh.
7, 8.
That one got...
and 9.
Not
worse.
So again... it's even harder to strike you in the fog, but, you know, they're not yet coming down from their towers to engage. And most of the bolts go clattering against the stonework over your head, they fall too short, and then the same guy that got hit before is gonna get struck again in the back.
Poor guy.
Additionally, one of the Quaggoth on the stairs, yep, one of them rolled a 13, and that's just enough. One of the Quaggoth between you and the people firing on you is going to be struck. Takes 7 points of piercing damage in the back.
Fucking love it.
Meat shields. Rian, the door to your south that has been blocking you from going into that large chamber on the other side is now open. And you can see that there are a number of enemies on the other side.
Gotcha. Rian's going to step up next to Tavini. Well, however that damn thing wants to do it. It always wants to yank me.
I know, it's a weird one.
But, and then he is going to... Last spell, baby. I'm trying to make it so it doesn't hit Dreamer.
You don't know I'm there. Hit me.
Nah, I can hit you. I can make it work, because I want to hit the majority of them anyway, so I'd hit the back row anyway, so I'm going to plop it right there.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are you plopping right there?
Shatter. So, they need a constitution saving throw. Oof, not great damage, but...
Ooh, a con save. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yep, for... I don't know if this guy falls in there, but...
I will allow that 4 of them fall in there.
Oh, nice. Nope, yep, nope. Just got it.
All right, so looks like 2... Oh.
Yeah, 14, so 2 of them pass.
2 of them pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this cacophonous kaboom! Mm-hmm. And the floor of there is all torn up now.
Yep, and then Rian just pulls the swords and holds the line.
Alrighty. Dreamer. A mere foot from you, the floor suddenly erupted into little pieces of shrapnel, and you and your little spider body just clung to the floor, trying not to get struck by any of them. Miraculously, though you are surrounded... by scattered bits of debris.
Screams and spider.
Screams and spider. None of them have hit you.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Fuck yeah, yes. I am. My body is willing. Show it me. Show me. I will witness you.
Self-destruct mode.
He just walks in the middle and is just like, goodbye, friends. And ba-doom! Just takes them all out.
What do you got, Lando?
I am going to drop my wild shape with my bonus action.
All right.
Then I'm going to cast Rhyme's Binding Ice.
Yeah! This could be huge if they fail.
I kind of want to make sure I get them all, so I would actually come up against the wall and angle it outwards. Ah!
Sorry.
He disappears into the wall, never to be seen again.
The wall just goes...
Yeah.
The walls you went in between realities. Now you've seen too much.
Yep. Carolan, coming to the light.
Ugh.
DC 14 con. They're probably pretty good at that.
I'm trying to rotate it.
I'd say they double failed on mine, but we'll see. I think they only have +2. No, +3.
I'll try to hit the Duergar.
Ha ha.
Oh, Josie's looking out for you.
All right. So I need to make a saving throw for 4 Quaggoth and a Duergar.
You know you're in trouble when she's just like, know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure they all get hit.
Oh, come on.
Natty 20, damn.
I am nothing if not kind.
It's true. Okay.
Wow.
Damn.
Two of them failed.
Okay. Which is good.
And
that's helpful.
And the Duergar critically succeeds. So if you would be so kind as to roll damage, my good friend.
Not bad damage on that.
Not bad. All right. So the Quaggoth nearest to you is going to take 8 damage. Oh no, he failed, so he takes the full 15. The Duergar is going to take 8. The furthest of the Quaggoth from you is going to take the 8, as is the one next to them. And then the one nearest to you and to the right is going to take the full 15.
Nice. And?
And the ones that take the full damage... are now hindered by ice.
Yes, they are. Can't go nowhere. That's huge, man.
So, what does it look like when you crawl over there, go from a little mechanical spider to full dreamer again, and blast everyone downrange with ice?
The heat from the area is sapped away, and then that cold energy is focused outward.
Snuffing out lanterns and candles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And with that, you know, it is very noticeable just how hot it is in here. Felgren, you're fine. It's nice and comfy.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of you, you've got sweat beating your brows. You know, you got swampy armpits. It's just, yuck. This entire fortress is just not a pleasant place to be.
And then I have 10 more feet of movement, so I'm going to back the fuck up.
Smart.
Wicked smart. It's
fucking wicked smart. Look at this fucking kid. What, did you go to college?
You're wicked dreamer. Fucking smart, dreamer.
Now that you're heading a little more southward, that sound of, like, low hisses and, Rana. You know, guttural growling and banging on bars is growing louder.
I don't know what that is.
I thought we saw something about, like, some, like, lizard men being held when he first went down or something like that.
I'm sure they're friends.
Honestly, I think I even made a reference to it. Be like, oh, those are probably people we can recruit or someone we can help if we, like, let them out or something.
Remember that.
Yeah. I think when Dreamer first came down with the owl, like, we saw it just for a split second because they were like, but anyways, maybe not. I might be bullshitting and not remembering it correctly. But either way.
They did see it with the giant owl.
I don't remember.
There is a, like, a kennel of giant lizards to the south.
Kennel so, like, makes me think that they are trained.
Y'all.
What is Miri doing?
Miri is sliding over and going to take a swipe at the Quaggoth on the steps with Kurielic.
Okay. Tacking through the fog.
Ah, 12 probably.
A 12 does not connect.
Shit. She don't think she has anything that's fucking bonus action. No, she doesn't have any bonus action shit. Okay, no problem. That's it for me for her.
All right. Tavini, the doors are open. It's suddenly a lot cooler in here momentarily. The heat's starting to seep back in.
Like what a are you cool doing? Breeze at the forge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's going to hold up her mace so that it's like right in the face of anyone who looks in this direction, and then she's going to try and pull some sacred fire from her holy symbol.
Alrighty.
This one right here. So she has to do a DC 14 dexterity saving throw.
Yep. The foreman has to make that saving throw.
And another
natural
20.
Rolls another 20.
She is lucky.
I was gonna say.
She has twice now rolled a 20 in a row.
She's like, nope.
And that's without her, because she has to have advantage on spells, so.
Tavini's fire just kind of, like, brushes against her and then kind of sputters out. She's a little bit stressed and unable to concentrate.
The bloodthirst is not being sated and it's just stressing her out.
Yeah.
Tamini.
Yep.
Tamini desires blood.
You know, real quick, like, it's obvious how, like, intense and stressful this is for us, because I just realized, like, with you explaining how that went, we have done no flair as far as, like, describing our attacks. This shit is fucking, like, down to business. It's just like, I move here, I attack this guy. I move here and I attack this guy. It's just like, there's no, like flavor to it at all. It's just like, it is just like, okay, we gotta fucking survive this. How are we gonna do this? There's so many
people. We are sweating.
As I say, there is, like, there are, like, 9 fucking Duergar that right now cannot engage because they're fucking off shooting arrows and shit at whatever, but, like...
I mentioned, like, this in the Discord, man. But there's more than 9 Duergar. There's also the guys in the room with us.
Oh, absolutely. There's... I counted, because I can see Krellic, because way back when I took control of Krellic, I still have his sight, so I can see what he sees. When he stepped into that room, I counted 18 fucking characters in there.
Well, I'm pretty sure the dudes in this room ran. They released an umber fucking Hulk. They ran.
They ran away.
Yeah.
They're like,
yes. Oh, those 3 I'm not worried about. Those 3, I mean, don't get me wrong, they may pop up at the last
second.
An
umber Hulk
but...
that they had been fucking with.
Yes, exactly. They weren't going to stick
around.
They
ran away. They got out of there.
Especially after we dipped that fairy fire out there for a second, I guarantee they're like, oh, fuck, oh, never mind, let's get out of here.
Oh, they have fairy fire, fuck this.
Exactly, they'd be like, oh, shit, they can see us if they do that, we gotta get the hell out of here. At first, they were probably chilling, they were like, let's see how this plays out, and that one guy, like, just dodged that fairy fire and was like, oh, fuck, go, no, down the tunnel, down the tunnel.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you guys understand, like, how I would approach a problem that you've solved. You've solved the puzzle of why you have not been attacked in that
room.
Yeah,
dude. I just think about what I would do. Like, if I just, like,
spent 3 hours prodding an Umber Hulk and then released it, I would get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Released like, it in the same room as me. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yep, hell yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yep.
Oh, far out. So now, getting back on task, Kralik, my darling, what are you doing?
Try to finish off the guy below me.
Smart. Below me.
Oh my and god. God
damn, dude. Come on. Roll better. This is the one. This is where it turns around. This hit right here. Natty 20. Fuck yeah.
20.
12.
12 is just enough. He collapses at your feet as you crack him over the head with that hammer.
I didn't use
awesome.
It. I had four more ready. Then I guess shield bash on the Quaggoth.
I love it.
Whap.
Here's another nat 20.
Did you just say whap?
I said whap.
Yep.
Definitely hits.
Whap, whap, whap.
For 7.
I'm doing those onomatopoeias.
Plus 4, yep.
Nice.
Whap has been forever ruined for me.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear it as an onomatopoeia, you know, thunking someone. All I think is whap.
Cardi?
Good I don't know Cardi what that
B.
means.
I'll tell you what, it saved it for me before. I never cared for it. Now I'm like, all right.
I'm going to have to look that up after the session.
Yep, after the show. Yep. Is it Cardi B? It's Cardi B's song, right?
It's Cardi. I think it's Cardi B.
Yeah, yes, so it just search Cardi B WAP.
All right. Kralik, there's a Miri in the air beside you, and this Quaggoth is going to roll up the steps under her to make room for the one still on the stairs behind him. One of them is going to strike upwards at her. The other is going to lash out at you.
That's it. She's looking pretty good right now with that plus
one. She's looking pretty good, but all right. So here is the attacks against Miri here.
Okay.
That's going to be two claws her direction.
Fuck.
One of them rolls a 23. The other attack is an 8.
All right, the 23 hits.
For 8 slashing damage against her.
Okey-dokey.
And the other one that is going to be attacking our boy Kralik. Can you give me an athletics check? Because this thing is going to try and wrestle you to the ground.
Ah. Oh, shit.
It just manages to succeed, so you go prone under this Quaggoth.
Do I get my attack of opportunity before he does it?
You would, because there is that one next to you that attacked Miri.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Nat 20!
Crits on that.
Choo-choo.
That's what you get for hitting my daughter, you worthless piece of shit.
Oh, don't forget, your 2D, you get 2d4 for the additional damage for your weapon being.
Fuck yeah. Alrighty then.
Alright.
Oh, so close.
Kralik, before you are body tackled by one of the Quaggoth that bears you to the ground, you strike at the one that just lashed at Miri and drew blood. And as you swing, you could feel suddenly a burst of heat, as if your face has been struck with the fire of a forge. Not the one to the south of you, the one that's pulling lava into a trench on the floor, but as if your mace had briefly had the heat of the forge within it. It does not bring this Quaggoth down, but you hear the crunch of bone and it is very badly hurt.
Ha ha! Oh!
I think Krog's like, ha ha ha, ow!
But that now brings us to the other Quaggoth that are in the room. The two nearest Dreamer are currently restrained by ice. But one of them is going to come and try to strike through the door at you, Rian.
Bring it.
That's a lash out with both of those claws.
Oh!
Fuck!
First crits, second one rolls a 14.
Okay, the crit hit me.
For 11 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And one of the ones that is free is going to move on Dreamer and is going to try to attack him twice.
Oof.
First one rolls an 18, second is a 12.
God, I...
It's going to be for 5 points of slashing. Little boop.
I wish these things had daylight sensitivity like the Duoga.
Yeah.
It would have been nice.
Yeah. It would have been a game changer if that was the case. but...
And then let's double check here, because the ones that are restrained in ice...
Oh shit, I gotta do a constitution saving throw for my fucking mist.
Ooh.
And they are gonna use their action to break free of the ice.
Oh, that's a no.
The mist is gone, too.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
I mean, it's not like he got hit before.
I was gonna say, the only thing I'm worried about is Miri. It's why I put her up there thinking that. I was like, oh, I'll put her, you know, I can keep her safe in that cloud. But now that she's up there, fuck.
Yeah, I think at this point, Krellick would tell her to bail. Help you guys.
We'll see.
Felgrin, that is you, buddy. Past the pair of them, you've got line of sight on two Quaggoth over there, as well as the Durgar foreman who is standing here in the doorway next to Tavini.
Highlighting the duders that are down there.
You can get closer if you'd like.
I could.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, Rian, and unless, you know, Rian goes down, we're holding the line pretty well, so.
Okay.
There it is. There it is.
I would duck if I were you.
Oh, shit! And even Rian just knows that fucking command immediately and just goes down.
All right, so a fireball hurled through the doorway.
Fuck yeah, you got them all. He's
just
going
to kind of just clap his hands together and shove them outward.
All right. And because you use wild magic, what color is this fire? Is it normal or?
Just a brilliant purple.
I love it.
Like a sudden black light.
One.
One success, one failure.
Two failure.
Two failure.
Three failure.
Three failure. Four failure.
Yes!
I am going to use Bend Luck.
Okay.
To make that foreman fail also.
That's awesome!
Ooh, okay.
Fuck yes.
So that's reduced by three.
Oh, perfect use too, because one would have done it. Oh, that's so good.
Beautifully done.
Fuck.
Now she'll be so kind as to roll damage.
24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't dodge that one, did you?
So, as this ball of brilliant purple fire goes hurtling in there and strikes the floor, for a moment, it sits like this giant flickering, almost like if you saw a basketball on fire just sitting in the middle of the floor. And it doesn't explode initially. And the Durgar and the Quaggoth that it had flown past to land on the floor besides one of their companions in the back, they turn their heads to watch it, and then seeing that nothing's happened, turn back to Tavini and Rian, ready to attack. And it's as they do...
Just snaps.
That suddenly it cocooms and explodes outward. And this brilliant flash of purple fire that is just swirling upwards towards the ceiling and leaves this massive scorch mark across the stonework.
Rian just smiles as the fucking, like, wind kicks up and, like, blows his fucking coat back and shit. Just like, I love seeing that.
That one hurt him.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. One of the Quaggoth dies. Two of them die.
Yeah.
The foreman drops dead.
Woo!
Yes!
Woo! Yeah, kill them! Kill them!
And two of the Quaggoth, the one nearest to Vini and Rian, and then the one that had been nearest to the center of the blast, are both very, very badly hurt. Their white fur is scorched. It's blackened. You can see, you know, bare blackened muscle underneath from where their fur burned away. And both their eyes flash with that same red light that you had seen before when one of them went berserk.